I'm intrigued in the children's book because this features Suffolk again, although the author isn't from Suffolk.
Yes, it's quite interesting because she comes from Staffordshire, I think, originally, but she's a history graduate or researcher, and she was fascinated by the story of Sutton Hoo and so decided to set her book there. The book is called Graven Hunger, so it doesn't actually mention Sutton Hoo by name in the book. It's got a different name, and so there is some artistic license with the geography of the setting. But it's Graven Hunger. It's by Harriet Goodwin. I would guess it's suitable for sort of 7+ age group, and it's a bit of a ghost story. As you sort of imagine for Sutton Hoo, there's all sorts of mystery attached to it, really, and attachment to the past, mystery, that sort of thing. So anyway, it's a ghost story set at Sutton Hoo. And it's about a young boy who goes to this old manor house with his father for a summer holiday. Unfortunately, his mother's just died, but they've been told that she's left this manor house to them. It was part of her family heritage. So none of them knew about the house previously. So they go to this mysterious property and they find that actually it's not that attractive. It's quite dark and damp and run down. And it is a little bit strange because whatever the weather in the village just down the road, no matter how warm and sunny it is there, this house still remains cold and damp and grey and horrible. Anyway, the boy is joined by his cousin. So he's got company for the holiday, but they don't get on initially. Eventually they do break the ice and they begin to explore the house and the grounds together, and of course they find all sorts of puzzling goings on. For the boy, it isn't just a puzzle, it's actually a revelation about his upbringing, his family, because what happened to his mother in her childhood is quite revealing and actually is quite sad. Something very sad happened to her in her childhood. But as all this is revealed, the linchpin to it all is the mound of earth in the ground. In the grounds near the river and what's buried there, and of course all that has the resonance of our own Sutton Hoo. Yeah. So it's a very gripping story. Of course you keep turning the pages, you want to find out what all the mystery is, mystery about his mother, the mystery about the mound. Very good characterisation, it's very exciting, and I've been reading it with the children at Woodbridge Primary School in a book group there with Year 5, and they've all loved it, and they're looking forward to the author coming to visit them at the end of May to tell them a little bit more about it and her inspiration for it. So, but it's a great book, and it's lovely that it's got that local connection, and it does have that full atmosphere of the place. You do really believe that it is Sutton Hoo. It can be very clear that it's inspired by the place.
I don't have a 13-year-old, but I might have to get the book anyway.
I think so, yes. You'd enjoy it.
You've hooked me in now as well. Have you got any of your websites up and running yet?
Well, we've got our events on the Browsers Facebook. We've got a Facebook site now.
Okay.
And I've got my website up and running now, so there's details about the events and also some book recommendations on that, which is katherinelana.com.
Okay, so Catherine's with a C, isn't it?
That's
Catherine,
right, yeah.
Larner, LARNER.com. Okay, because you like to write about your books that you've read and what you think, don't you?
That's right. We get lots of queries from people in the shop about recommendations. People like to know what you're reading at the moment and to follow what you've picked up in new books, so that we're having that resource there now.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you for having a chat. Two great books, 22 Britannia Road, Amanda Hodgkinson, and that's the 4th of May that she's going to be at your shop at 7:30, and then Harriet Goodwin and Graven Hunger. And Harriet's actually going to be at the local primary school, yeah?
That's right. She's also going to do an event at Sutton Hoo for some schools at the end of May as well, so she's getting about a bit.